my name is Danae. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am. Well, actually, I found a testing area, or I mean, I found a place to get the vaccine near me, and I was told that my union, I'm actually considered an essential worker. But before I take this, you know, this time thought from someone who is, I've been going online, and I'm just trying to make sure before I sign up and take this away from someone who is eligible in case it's not true.
Where do you work? What do you do?
I work under the local union IATSE.
What's that, ma'am?
It's film work. And then I also want to know what I need to bring to provide that I'm an essential employee.
Okay. Just one second.
Thank you.
Okay. So you said
it's the union IATSE. And it was taking all of my information, but and it took my union's health insurance, but I'm about to hit, I've read through everything and it was kind of vague and I'm about to hit confirm and I just want to make sure before I do something wrong. And also I want to know what documentation I need to bring to prove this.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry. I know you're looking it up.
All right, ma'am. I'm waiting on a response here, okay?
I understand. Oh, just stand by. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just waiting on the response, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I do travel work, and I was just in Louisiana and Georgia, but they didn't have it qualifying, and now my job took me to Alabama, and they're like, "Wait, you're actually qualified." I don't even know because I've been I travel from California, so I don't even know if I have the right documentation on me, or if I need someone to mail it out.
Yes, ma'am. I don't think you need too much because I know you can be from another state and get your shot in another state.
Right. Well, I figured traveling nurses have to do that too, so.
Still waiting on that response, ma'am, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so ma'am, my supervisor said if your union, if your job told you to apply for it, well, submit it and told you that you were eligible, just put the information in and see if it'll accept you. Because if it doesn't, it'll tell you right then.
Oh, okay. So I did put it in. And okay, so as long as it did. And then what do I need to bring with me to prove it? Like, I have my union health insurance, and I entered that, and it accepted it. And then I have, like, I have a bill with me of my dues. Should I just bring every damn thing I can?
I think so, like, an ID-wise, pretty much.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so, so much for all your help, and stay safe.
Yes, ma'am. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites at adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling in the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you have a great day and you stay safe as well, ma'am.
Great. Thanks. Bye.